If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hormonal thing? Or is it like it's a little swing. Oh my God, it's a gate. So it's like a diaphragm gate thing. Yeah. None shall pass.
Yes.
Your sperm getting through me. It's
like trouble to me. Come back, we're going to get your number. Like, what is that? Oh, yeah, we're actually...
Are we all saying here that when we're walking up the street and someone gives you a beat, there's nothing in you that doesn't go, oh, yeah, I got it.
I still got it. Yeah, of course I think that. I totally think that.
That is, you've got to be honest. That is the first thing that goes through your mind. Then I tell myself off for being a bad feminist.
Her GQ spread was basically her sex tape.
It was everything but.
That but, man, that kind of turned me on a bit.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Because I watched it and I actually thought, well, this is pretty hot. Like, and I couldn't stop thinking about it, like, in a good way.
Okay.
I kind of felt a bit more like...
How weird, though, because I often think this, I actually reckon I would find the chick hotter in the porn than the guy.
Yeah, but you do. I do.
How weird's that?
I just think penises, especially on camera, look very aggressive.
Yeah.
And for me, I always am, like, worried for the chick's safety. I'm always like, is that hurting her? Is she all right? You know deep down, you're the only one that can answer that. And I've had a few mates go through this only in the last couple of months that just are questioning the careers that they've worked, you know, 7-8 years out of uni or out of school towards, and they just go, is this what I want to do? Okay, no, I don't think it is. And that's fine. But the hardest question is, okay, what do I actually want to do? I want you to
know. The Thinker Girls. All the things you're thinking but not saying. Welcome to Thinker Girl, the podcast. A very special live recording. All the things you're thinking but not saying. Make some noise for the Thinker Girls.
Ask me what I did with my life. Hello, Adelaide Friends!
Hi, guys! How are you? Thank you for joining us. Welcome to Thinker Girl, the podcast. We are talking thoughts you're thinking but not saying. I'm Stacey June.
And I am Chrissy Mercer. Welcome. Thank you for coming.
And thank you for listening. If you are listening, this is a live recording. It will go up Monday. So you guys are semi-famous yourselves. We're not exactly that.
Basically.
But you guys can be. As I said, we're two radio chicks that talk shit on this podcast about stuff originally that we couldn't talk on our radio shows. And we have had immense joy from doing it and even more excited to have you guys here tonight.
Yeah, seriously. This is the first time I've ever been to Adelaide. So thanks for having us. We heard a lot about the churches. There was going to be lots of churches. We didn't hear about the buses.
Yeah, fuck
How
that.
How many fucking buses are here?
I feel like they're buses that are trying to be trams. Is anyone agreeing? No? You don't know if you come to Adelaide and bag things, do you? No, that's not a great start. But no, we've had some trouble with the buses. And I think that's mainly because there's a stereotype that girls can't drive.
Mm-hmm.
But that stereotype is completely true for the girls on stage here.
We're
not amazing
drivers.
At it. Not amazing at it. So we've got into trouble with some buses and had a parking fine. Been here for 24 hours.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah,
already.
It's really great. We do have brilliant people that join us on the podcast each and every week. Inspiring women, funny women. And we're very, very lucky to have a local local chick who is incredibly funny, has had her own round of fringe experience over the past couple of weeks, and we're thrilled. Please put your hands together to welcome Lori Bell!
Thanks, Laurie.
Look at the tens and tens of you guys just looking absolutely enthusiastic.
Oh, yes, we've got a funny one.
Yeah.
Brilliant. When you look strategic in this, Hello, welcome. How you going?
Hi.
Take a seat.
That's Philip, by the way.
Oh, yes.
If you hadn't seen Philip, Philip might have welcomed you as you came in. He is the only boy, because that's his character,
technically allowed
anywhere near this podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So basically, Philip wraps us up. So we'll talk about three different things that are on our minds that we might be thinking but not saying, and Philip will let us know when we need to wrap that up. I'm hoping a few of you have written yours down. Have we got anybody that's written a thought they're thinking but not saying? You want to go through them, young mate?
Was there, have you got a gem? What's your name, sir? Steve, what's your gem?
Steve was so terrified that you were going to talk to him.
And
he's absolutely...
Monkey? Oh, monkey.
Money's on your mind. Money's on your mind or
money's
on your
mind? Money's on my mind. What about this one?
What about
what? We've got, I really need a fresh start. That's deep.
Yeah, welcome to Adelaide.
Hang on. Can we go back?
Blank. Oh, sorry.
What are we talking here? Have we had a breakup? Do we need a new job?
Maybe just all.
All of the above. So have we had a breakup recently?
Are you an Adelaide? Like, are you one of us? Yeah, okay. You're one of us. Where are you from, darling?
I'm actually from 2 hours out of Adelaide.
Are you? 2 hours out of Adelaide.
So you've been living in bumfuck nowhere like me. I've been doing regional radio for some time. Thank God you made it here for a Friday night. Do you feel free? Because I know I felt free on Friday nights.
How's this one? We've got Hope We Don't Fall Through the Floor.
Oh, and that's offensive.
I like this one. I need sangria.
Yeah, yes. Right. There aren't any. Face. Do you have a drink, sangria ladies?
No. There's Vino.
Early times.
Okay, so basically, if you haven't listened to the podcast before, we each talk about something we're thinking, not saying. We'll do a bit of a contents. What's on our mind this week, bitches? Laura, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll tell you what's on my mind. My stool is really poor.
You've got a bad one.
Can you guys, I'm going to put the mic up to this so listeners at home can hear it.
Yeah, that sounds nasty.
I stopped doing it for the right reasons. Then I just got to be. It's a Friday, guys. Get amongst it.
Yeah, that sound is not a bad sound if you put it in that kind of context.
Depends what you're doing.
Yeah.
So what am I talking about? I'm going to talk about gay bridges. What is that? Hang in there, guys.
Well, Laura just started radio, so you've already learned what a hook is.
Nah.
That's a hook.
I saw someone on a very late show on a Sunday.
Listen to it. Hit 107.
Yeah, there you go.
Young mate.
I want to talk about feeling like you're becoming an adult, like a legit adult, and the struggles that come with that.
Mm. Okay, I get it already. Yeah.
Legit adult, probably not so legit, is it?
Yeah. And what about you?
I want to talk about a massage experience that I had that turned from... relaxation, just something a little bit unexpected.
I've picked my
favourite. Cue the sound effect.
Oh, yeah.
I'm skating on a fall.
Oh, shit. What do you feel like that? It makes me feel like I shouldn't be saying what I'm saying.
My facials when I'm doing that, it's like a dog wiping its ass on a carpet, isn't it? Like just going...
Yeah, and then I joined it with experimental massage.
So,
if you do hear this particular noise throughout the show, you will know that our friend... is here to wrap us up. Everyone give Philip a round of applause.
Yes. Help us out tonight.
What up, Philip? Brilliant.
So that's our time to shut up and move on to the next gem.
All right, so who wants to hit it off?
I might start.
Okay.
I want to talk about becoming an adult. I don't know whether it's just me or everybody else does this, but at the beginning of every year, I'm like, all right, this is the year I'm going to get my shit together. Mm. And like life admin stuff, like bills.
Old mate regional girls loving
this. I know.
Like, she's like, yeah, I hear you, sister.
Yeah. Like bills that pile up, or it's like that life admin-y stuff. But there's actually been a couple of times lately and a couple of weeks ago, I was so proud of myself, patting myself on the back because I took out home and contents insurance.
Oh, round of applause, everybody. I mean, if you've ever... thought about being an adult, that's exactly what
honestly.
I mean.
Fuck getting married, fuck having babies, took out some insurance, bitches.
Woo! That is, I mean, but it also means that you've got contents to insure. So fucking winning.
Oh, I don't know. Well, it's a super Amart package, so it's probably not even. I'm probably wasting my hard-earned money.
I don't know what that is.
But it is. It's like fantastic furniture. It's cheap shit from China. Yes. Anyway, I feel like it is like a two, but for me, it's like a two-step. What is it? One step forward, two step back.
Yes, that's
so
it.
So, like, I got the home and contents insurance. I've got quotes for ambulance insurance. Another
I've got
great
ambulance insurance, Laurie.
Have you?
Yeah, no, I'm a ginger. I need it.
That's
fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's an adult thing as well. But then, how's this? I get this letter from a debt collector because I haven't paid parking fines. Oh. So there's things like that happen where I'm like, I'm getting my life on track.
I think there are certain things that make you feel like you're an adult. For me, it was getting on top of my parking fines or in the process of figuring out a court date.
For you, that was big.
No, it's not a word of a lie.
This is warrants lifted.
It's very intense.
And also another thing that someone can vouch for in the audience tonight, I also thought I was an adult when I started to think about excess baggage. As in not boyfriends, as in the airport
stuff.
Yes, Jesus Christ, I would go over that limit every fucking time.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at hundreds and hundreds of dollars in excess baggage. So wow. Now that I don't do that anymore.
Well, that I got.
I'm an adult.
I got home internet. For me, that was big. Honestly.
Wow.
No,
yes.
Oh, you got to celebrate the little wins.
Because at this rate, no. I'm kicking dick out of life. Like, I do a job as a comic where I get paid in booze sometimes. I'm still sitting there going, fuck, I'm doing all right comparatively. This is all right.
Well, was there a moment for you when you went, okay, I'm an adult?
No, but there's probably been more where I sit there. Every time I sit there and go, no, adult, God, I'm such an adult, I do something like that I just completely
well,
stuff
up. That's what I mean. It's one step forward, two steps back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's those little reality checks where you go, oh, hang on a second. Nah, this is not right. This
I got
is not
caught
happening.
In my own shirt when it was inside out and I got stuck.
In a change room or
two steps back? Nah, just at home. Needed someone to help me. Two steps back.
Speaking
you know
about
I mean?
Getting stuck in clothes in change rooms, is there anything worse?
I pull my neck out in a
yeah,
change room.
It's like really dangerous
I
in there. They're
neck
very
spasms.
Small. Yeah. Fucking hell.
Or what about when you put on a coat or take off a coat when it's raining outside and you're in the car? Have you ever done that?
Get it off
neck
there.
Neck spasm.
Yeah. No, it's dangerous out there.
But
all
it's not
of
just
my
that.
My clothes are comfortable. Oh. I think that's a gay thing. Yeah. I'm not sure.
But there is that thing as well where I think when your parents come to you for advice, and I've had that lately. Actually,
that's quite sad.
Yeah, it is. It's actually no, but like
no, there is
legitimately
a where you
like,
go. Shit.
No, my nan passed away not that long ago, and my mum, she isn't really that close with her brothers and sisters, so she was like doing a lot of it on her own. And it's so full on when someone dies, you kind of just think, oh yeah, they die, and the funeral just happens. But there was so much to organise. Like it's actually
the
so
logistics
intense
behind
the
it.
Logistics and the will and all
and
this other
I mean,
shit.
I really
and
don't mean to
house.
Make light of this, but now there's even things who takes over your Facebook. And I know that sounds ridiculous,
no,
but who the
there
fuck
is.
Does it? Who?
I thought about that the other day.
You nominate what someone. They've made changes on Facebook. You actually nominate somebody that if, in the case that you do die, that someone is looks after it for you.
Was your nan on Facebook?
No, Nanny wasn't on Facebook.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Leslo. Yeah. No, but Mum was actually like in regular contact with me because I don't know. Like she obviously was turning to me for advice when Nan passed away. And it's those things that you just go, whoa. Like I'm dishing out advice to my own mum. Like,
yeah. A shit, woman, you're a person.
I know.
Where did you become a person?
But it is true. You do have that thought.
You've been mum this whole time and now you're a person. And
I know, but it was.
So weird.
Well, it's like a woman that's raised me and she's never ever looked
they're
at me for advice
person.
Before. But it's much.
They don't
you're
feel
right.
Like they,
they
are
don't.
For some time.
No, they're not a person. And then you see them and
well,
you go.
Well, when's the moment?
When did that happen?
Well, when's the moment that you like? Has there been a moment with your parents or other people around that they become the ones that ask you for advice?
Mine's been going on for some time.
With your mum?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I've been a parent for a while, but I guess I understand what you mean. Like there is those. I think my friends are noticing it too. More people are dying. This is going really depressing fast.
Happy
isn't
Friday,
it?
Guys.
Yeah. TGIF.
Death's upon us. Get drunk. Jesus.
No, but it is true. And I think you do go different stages of your life. So there is that stage at the moment for me and all of my friends that everybody's grandparents are dying and it's full on.
Yeah,
and you need to be there. And you really need to be there for parents as well.
Yeah.
I lost all of mine. I lost three of mine in 1 year when I was doing year 12, and I was so buried up my own ass that it just didn't really sort of kick in. Do you
resonate,
know what I mean? It really hurt. And I got really upset. But a lot of them, most of them were in homes and stuff, and I was the only ginger in the family, so they never recognised me. But my favourite grandma passed away about 2 years ago, and my mum was so upset that she couldn't speak, and my dad was so upset that he couldn't speak. And so they went, you know, I had a funeral, so you've got the life story. Someone presents the life story.
The eulogy. I did that, the obituary.
So my brother was going to do
that. Is that the same as the eulogy?
Oh,
no.
What's the difference?
No, it's not.
Hang on, what is the difference?
So someone does the life story, and then someone says some nice gear. And that's how it, right?
Is the nice gear the eulogy?
Yeah, and so I'd done the nice gear. I got nice gear. My brother got life story, right? And then the day of, he just absolutely loses his bloody nana. Like my older brother just flips the fuck out and goes, can't do it, Bill. And so I've had to do the whole thing.
So you did both?
I did the whole thing. It was a lot of my voice, which is quite obnoxious.
How good's adult life? It's fucking rocking.
Cheers to adult life.
That was an adult. That's a... Yeah, thanks, mum.
This is kind of adult life, what we're doing.
Ducks up.
We're drinking on stage and it's a duck.
You're not adult life?
Ducks up.
She's sad.
Yeah.
Philly.
Why is Philip sad?
Why are you sad, Phil?
Oh, she's sad. Talking bitch.
All right, so is that move on time? Is that what the duck means?
Yes.
She's like, oh, shut up.
Yeah.
It's enough of the sad talk.
All right, okay. Yeah,
hit the reset
enough.
Button.
Okay, so I went to Bali at the beginning of the year.
I'm so into this story. Can I just do this? So excited.
It's a bit awkward, but... I always go to say I'm a single person, like that automatically references everything I'm about to say, so I'll just say it. And decided that I was going, shut up, Laurie. I went by myself, so I did some yoga, had a couple of days before I met the girls, you know, real eat, pray, love bullshit.
Hang on, were you there on your own?
Yeah, girl.
That is not what I'd be doing, just go, oh,
no.
I'm going overseas by myself, I'll do some bloody yoga,
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Catch this out.
If you live in my head, mate, you need a fucking rest.
Yeah.
Trust me. So I decided that I would do that and then thought I'd just splurge out and get a bit of a massage.
That's nice. Well, it's not really splurging, but it's $3 for an hour in Bali, please.
If you haven't seen my bank balance. I was splurging out thinking, you know, this is the bee's knees. I'm bloody rich over here. And decided to go to this place that I read online. Off I go and had just done a couple of yoga sessions, was feeling pretty zen the fuck out. Yeah. Everything was looking pretty rosy at this point. Mm. And so I had this massage, with a guy. And
I got less interested.
What are you talking about? And you I'm getting massage. Obviously, I'm naked because you know how places...
Hang on, stop.
Rewind. Why were you naked?
No, because a proper one, like an oil massage. Do you know a mate of mine?
They do your bum overseas, man.
A mate of mine went into one of the ones at a shopping centre. You know, the ones where they just put the towel on your back. Yeah. And she'd only ever had proper ones. And she just started
she
taking
got
a
nude.
Gear
That's fair enough.
Like, nah, no, stop, it's stop, not. Stop, stop it.
Not when you're in the middle of a shopping centre. Yeah. The thing I find awkward...
You've got the curtain thing.
The thing I find awkward is they give you the choice. You know, like when you get a wax or a spray tan.
What is the point of having a massage through material?
Well, what
this
about
is
you?
Really, no, but outing
it's
me.
No, but it's when they give you the option, and then I always fear that they're like
judging you.
That they're like, you can choose, but then there'll be a certain number of people that just do it nude. Like when you get a spray tan, they say you can go naked if you want, and I think, oh,
I always go naked.
Or, do you?
Yes.
Oh. I'm just going to do the job ginger. Well. This is so confusing for me.
If I just did that, I get the massage.
I've got no clothes on, and I'm laying there, and obviously it was a good massage. So I'm like, okay, this is great, because you know sometimes I go in thinking, are they going to get the pressure right?
The knots and the pressure.
Yeah. And I've wondered, do I say I need to do it a little bit more? Like, I need it stronger or not.
Sometimes I feel weird saying that as well.
Well, I wonder. Like, and then I start thinking, should I tell him?
I appreciate it, though.
What, harder? Do it harder.
In regards to everything, advice is
do it harder.
Always appreciate it.
Do it harder,
even. And if they don't appreciate it, what a tool. Like,
yeah, it's true. But so I'm saying, so his pressure was fine. And so anyway, I started enjoying it. And then I started to feel a bit different than I'd felt before with other massages.
What, like aroused?
That's straight to the point, isn't
That's
it?
That's a big bloody word to be thrown out real quick there.
Yeah. look, not aroused, but I did feel more. I did go into this state.
I got so scared you were going to say moist then, and I went, oh, wow, that's heavy gear.
No, you do that for us.
I did.
Sorry.
All right, I did think this has gone to a weird intimate level.
Yeah.
And then I started to feel like this is really fucking inappropriate. Like this man is massaging me for his job, and then somehow I've started to use the word intimate in my head.
Yep.
And it felt more than a normal massage. Let me just say that.
Do you know what I love
most
about
this? But I don't think
I
was turned on by it, but I did enjoy it differently than just relaxation.
I love about this. This is so you, Stacey, that you go to Bali to zen the fuck out. You do yoga, you have this massage to chill, and as you're having the massage, you're processing every single thing that's going on.
No, that's the thing. I wasn't. Oh. All I was doing was enjoying it, which is sometimes what happens when you're
too
doing
much?
Something
enjoying
else.
Enjoying it too much?
So I was like, this is taking me somewhere. Oh, whoa, where's that place? Fuck no. This is a massage with someone I don't know and a man who's doing his job. And I started to go, fucking hell, this is really strange and I haven't felt this before. And then I automatically, this is all analysing after, and then I thought, oh my God, is this like, by myself in Bali.
It's so exhausting.
Is this like when men go to the hairdresser and say, I have to have a female hairdresser because I find the head massage is relaxing.
But that's the best
And
part.
I judged that and was like, that's fucking foul, but now I kind of get it.
I know a guy that used to get his hair cut, I reckon, once every fortnight, and he didn't even like it short, but it's the fact that when he went there, he had the hots for the girl, and the seat was obviously to height that his head was right at her cleavage as she was leaning over and cutting his hair.
See, it's not that direct. Like, I didn't walk in going, oh, he's all right. It wasn't like that. But the feeling, the touch was what I started to feel rather than deep tissue.
I had a massage once and I often...
Rather than deep tissue.
She gave herself one afterwards. Do you know, I had a massage once where I sat there and like I always sit there with a bird and go, oh, you're not going to do it tough enough. You're not going to do
it
tough enough.
I am a bit judgy.
But she had very pointy elbows and she was nailing it, right?
Sometimes they like lay right on
you.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, she got right in there and then I realised, I'm like, you know, your arms kind of just over the top.
Yeah.
And I realised that it's just a job for her. It's just a body. There's nothing weird about it. But her crotch was on my arm.
And
she was getting right in there and she's doing that, right? And so... Like,
oh, for fuck's
sake. Oh, no. It was right. And I'm sitting there just going, she's on my arm now. And I know she's getting nothing out of it.
But were you?
And I was like, I know I should feel weird about this. I should feel weird about this. But the massage was really good. And I was like, I don't hate it.
Do you know what I'm talking about? You sound like you've had a few massages. Has there ever been a time?
No, that's just you.
I know why you're saying that though, and I know that you preface this by going, I'm a single person. You obviously felt a need to say that, and is that because you were missing touch?
Yes.
And because you're not getting that regularly?
This is where it becomes really sad.
Oh, just find a bloke in Adelaide. Look, we've got a few of them in tonight. Hey!
But this is where it's come to. This is where it's come to where you are starting to enjoy that rather than looking for one night stands. Yeah. But then it's like you're paid someone to get that.
Yeah,
is that
even
really? So and then you go through all these kind of things.
You've gone from just having
paid
a cheeky,
someone to give me this
a cheeky
feeling?
Bit of yoga.
I did it
to
once and I never did it again. P.S. I didn't go back. I did think about it.
I was going
to
say, did you go back to the same guy?
Well, I did think about it and I did write his name down.
Did you feel weird about giving him money? Did you feel weird about giving him money afterwards?
Yes, of course I did, because I started to go, what does this fucking mean?
Did you give him a tip?
Yes. Can I tip everyone in Bali?
Yeah. Well, you can. What do you reckon, Philip? Have you had a good massage?
That's a happy duck for us.
You should give Stace a massage. See if she likes it.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay.
Oh. Laurie, we've got to
get real weird real quick, guys.
No, thanks. Thank you, Philip.
Fiddly fingers, duck.
Thanks anyway.
Soz.
Hey, Bridges.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued about this. I don't know much about where you're going.
No, nor do I, because I made it up. But essentially, you know, so I was listening to you guys this afternoon because I don't want to.
Oh, nice. Thanks for the listen.
No, I'm so glad to be a part of it.
And download on iTunes.
And I was like, all right, get on iTunes, on your podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Thinker Girl, check it out. And I was like, all right, I'll check this gear out. And
I love how much you say gear.
Yeah. No, I've got a very small vocabulary. I'm from Port Adelaide, whatever. And so I was listening to it a lot, and a lot of it, because I get that both of you, and like I'm looking at both of you, you're very fucking straight. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're very bloody to a point.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, because when you walked in,
straight as in our sexuality.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I was like, yeah, we're straight shooters.
Yeah. Stace was doing her hair.
I went through it.
I was painting my nails. Yeah. And then we went down and got a glass of champagne.
But that doesn't make us straight, does it?
No, I think the fact that you have sex with men does.
Yeah. I went through one of those things as like I had a bad relationship, and I went, maybe I like girls. Yeah, no, that was about as much as I did.
Again, I've been that bridge for a lot of girls, but I digress. So, like, there's that thing that, and you sit there, and I've listened to you girls, and you talk, and you go, you know, the barbecue, you know, you sit there and it's at a barbecue or a function, and I've seen this with my brother.
Oh, it was a topic last week.
He's a fucking man, right?
We were saying that. Yeah, men
girls.
Go to the barbecue,
girls hang out with the girls and the boys
in the kitchen, usually making the salads
with the boys.
I fucking hate.
Yeah, yes. It's horrible.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, and as a gay, I'm in a beautiful bridge situation where I sit in neither and both. So they can sit there and go, "Bill, cook us a chop," and I go, "Fuck yeah, mate, I got this." Right?
Yeah.
Or they'll go, "Smash out the dishes," and I go, "Yeah, bro, my like, do you know what I mean?"
So it's the fucking gays have got it so easy.
No, you do.
They fucking God,
life is just so simple. I tell you what, though, being a lesbian, there's a lot of bloody feelings, so don't even. You, girls, you know how you get sad? You know how you get sad and you crack the sads and you feel like you might be getting irrational? Double it.
I never even thought about that.
And do you sync up?
I was about to say, does that happen?
Yeah.
Do
like,
you?
Yeah,
really?
My partner's in the crowd tonight.
She's
and,
right that we're talking about her flow.
Shout out. Our tartars are both about two sizes too big and we've got a lot of bloody feelings. Don't you girls get that? Will your boobs get a bit bigger?
Oh, mind you, but I've been taking Primrose the week before.
I need to get onto that. So
everyone,
they,
write
like
it down. Fellas, you too. Old mate, what was your name again?
Steve.
Tell the special lady in your life. That's romantic.
Any special ladies?
No.
Stephen.
Hey, hey.
Maybe you should try the Primrose.
There's a bird that needs a bloody massage up here. Bit of what is it, deep tissue gear going on?
But I didn't want the deep tissue fuckers.
Yep, all right. No, but it's weird because I sit there and it's the same thing in the comedy world. Like, I work as a comedian and a lot of, there's this big push. We go, the girls, you're a female comedian. Like, well, what does that mean? You know what I mean? But I again, get to straddle this... I get to straddle this world where I'm sort of in. I've got a foot in both worlds. Do you know what I mean?
Like I have to tell you, the vision in my head is like some Chicago straddle over a chair. Is it like that? Oh, for the
oh no!
No, but it's quite a. As much as you sit there and you go, like, it's a really hard, you know, thing to be and, you know, to come out. A lot of people sit there and they go, oh God, you coming out? You just tell your parents. You tell your parents, you're done. You tell your mates, you're done. You don't. You have to. Every person, you have to decide whether or not you tell them. But
at a barbecue, maybe you're going for work and you don't really know everyone, and you feel like you've got to say it when you're there. Like, here's a bottle of wine. I'm gay.
No, you've got. Yeah. Wouldn't be a bottle of wine, be a bloody sixer. I'm not an idiot. Yeah.
Well, it depends which bloody side of the bridge you're on, yeah. doesn't it?
Do you make a decision? Like, do you go into a barbecue and you go, because obviously you can go between both, right? That's the beauty of the bridge.
It's every person.
Because you get to go outside with the guys, then you get to come inside. But if it is that set up.
You could do the exact same thing. You could do the exact same thing.
We can play with the boys.
In a different way.
I think sometimes they invite us.
Penises are gross. Yeah.
No, I agree, they are.
We don't like them at all.
I actually hate holding the microphone at this angle, to be fair.
We said today that a penis looks like a bit like a nose.
Or Gonzo.
Gonzo, you know.
So you know Gonzo from, is it from Sesame Street?
What penis are you dealing
think
with?
Think of Gonzo's nose. That looks like a penis, fellas.
No,
right?
It does.
No, it doesn't. That is the saddest little penis I've ever seen.
If it's just, I know that's your boyfriend. Like
that is just
like yours, babe.
No, but that's the thing. Especially when you're not excited. When it's not excited, there's nothing. It just is depressing.
No, a flaccid penis. I toured.
It's very depressing.
I toured for a very long time with puppetry, the penis, and I haven't.
Oh my God, you'll be all about this.
Oh, no, I'm not all about it at all.
No,
I was gay to begin with. I was when I bloody ended that tour. You don't know life until you've been reverse turkey slapped.
Have you really?
Oh God, one of the puppeteers was a very long boy. And here's me. I'm just getting into. I do a character called Granny Flaps, and I'm just getting into my little moo-moo, right? Just getting my wig on, and then I've just got. What's that? Oh God, it's your penis, and you got it. Get away. So that's bonding.
But
right
they
there.
Don't look. Those ones don't look like Gonzo.
No, the hard ones look very aggressive.
What are you?
Like very confronting. Mean almost.
Oh God, unless it's on a belt, I don't care. Do you know? Yeah.
What do those ones look like?
Any shape you want them to.
Right.
Yep.
So you can buy like S, M, L. A small, medium, large.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
What did you think I was saying?
What am I missing out on?
There's something that you don't know. Yeah. Do you have one that you change? Is that going too far to ask that? No, honestly, like is that Phillips walked out. You can, he's not a fan.
Yeah, Phillips fucked off. You can get a belt. You can get a belt, and not all girls do this. And we've got so many other options. And trust me, fellas, we're very good at what we could do. Take some bloody notes. Mm. but when we're done with that, you can you got a belt, but then it's got a whole bunch of different
tools on it.
Oh yeah, wow.
No, not on it. It's not like a Swiss Army knife. You don't just kind of rotate it around, pop the next one up, and out of session.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Hey, darling. You're midway through. Oh, God. Oh, can I just bowl with that? Hang on.
An attachment.
Yeah.
But is it like a
but
back?
It does you know, like oh, do you need your tin opened? I'll get the cock out of the way and I'll just have a session.
You know, like fashion accessories? You know how you would change? Like, there are things that you're, like, in the mood for. I just wondered whether it was, like, you know, like how you change your shoes.
Change sizes. Like,
you've got SML on the belt.
Yes,
on a Monday you might feel like wearing this, but then on a Friday night that might be a different vibe happening.
And you might, like, hair on one.
No, mate, you lost me. I've never seen that. I've never
actually. I don't know where that came from.
A hairy penis?
Have you ever seen a hairy penis?
A hairy strap-on penis.
That's what I'm talking about. There's a brilliant market
for that. Good bloody timing, Philip. Good bloody timing.
Honestly, you should copyright that.
Sinking bloody ship right there.
That's it. That is absolutely Think Girl the podcast live at Adelaide Fringe Festival. We are so thrilled that you could make it. Round of applause for Laurie Bell, everybody. If you do want to listen to this podcast, please head to iTunes. You can subscribe or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thinkergirls. We will be here tomorrow night.
Yeah, we were recording that as well. And that's going to go up on Monday.
Yes.
Yeah. So share it around. You can share that. Share that around. That'd be fun.
So do download it, get amongst it, and let your family and friends know if you enjoyed it. We'd love to see them tomorrow night. But until then, happy Friday, everyone. Thank you, Adelaide Friends.
Thanks for coming out.
Were you eavesdropping on this conversation? Follow the Thinker Girls at facebook.com/thinkergirls or Thinker Girl TV on Twitter.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.